This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Colorado's new law to restrict the purchase of semi-automatic weapons goes into effect this weekend. The law restricts the purchase of many semi-automatic firearms and requires people to get a permit before buying one moving forward. People would also be required to take a safety training course and a test. A firefighter who died last week after being injured fighting the Snyder Fire will be honored tomorrow. Fire and police vehicles will begin the procession at 7:30 a.m. in Denver. People can pay their respects at the Furniture Row parking lot in Lakewood. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
With lights flashing, the vehicles will escort the body of fallen firefighter Nathan Matthews and his family from Denver to Grand Junction. People may show their support from overpasses along I-70. Matthews died July 24th from injuries he sustained after being trapped by a wildfire near the Utah border. Three other firefighters were killed in the burnover event in late June, and one remains hospitalized. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Meat packers in Fort Morgan have reached a tentative agreement with meat processor Cargill to end a nearly 70-day lockout. The Colorado Sun reports 1,700 beef processing employees have been unable to work since May 20th, when negotiations on a new contract stalled. The deal will still have to be reviewed and voted on by union employees. I-70 eastbound continues to be jammed between Lookout Mountain and Morrison outside of Denver, with at least one right lane closed due to an earlier vehicle fire. COTrip.org has details. This is CPR News.